Southeast Queensland has me often perplexed, as you may have noticed. Better Transport Queensland's calling for immediate low-cost changes to the Brisbane AirTrain service, for instance, to make it better and more affordable for passengers right now. I think the service is nowhere near as good as it could be. I think it was poorly built, poorly designed, and should have been part of the suburban rail network, but of course that's not how Queensland Rail operates. And it's actually owned. It's actually owned by overseas interests. So it's not really technically part of the Queensland Rail network. It costs you a lot of money to get the air train, certainly not the 50-cent fare, but major infrastructure projects are needed to duplicate that line and others. Could take years, but this advocacy group is focused on some quick wins to improve accessibility and affordability ahead of the 2032 Olympics. And they've got a four-point plan focusing on extending operating hours, and that makes sense because the train operates in limited hours, increasing off-peak frequency. In other words, the airport's 24/7. Why isn't the train service? And, of course, the airport precinct itself has got so many tens of thousands of people working there, they all have to drive there because the public transport's rubbish. And, of course, reducing that high cost of the fare through public funding. Let's have a talk to Paul Gard, spokesperson for Better Transport Queensland. Good to talk to you, Paul. I mean, it's a big picture thing, isn't it? Is that where we've got to start?
Yeah. Hi, Gary. We think that there's some quick wins that the government could be focusing on. If you look at Perth's train service, they've got 60% more train services to and from the airport than Brisbane does, and their fares are four times cheaper. And, you know, the Queensland government for a while there was providing subsidies for the air train tickets, but it's gone back up to a ridiculous price where it costs a party of four adults over $180 to go to the airport on their go-card, which seems to us to be outrageous.
Well, I would have thought from most parts of within Brisbane metro area, it'd be cheaper to get a taxi. And that really is the problem, isn't it? This thing is, if you've got four people, it'd be cheaper to buy a taxi. If you're one person, maybe the $30 or $35 is worth it. I scratch my head as to why it's not working better. I look at the London system. I look at the Sydney system. The Sydney train is part of the Sydney Rail Network. It's easy peasy to use.
Yes, we think that should be the case here too. The Queensland government isn't seeing the Brisbane Air Train as a normal public transport service at the moment, and that has to change because we've got a great facility there and it's just underused and could be easily boosted in its usefulness and patronage just by some simple quick fixes.
Paul, I think the problem goes back to the contract that was signed and let. It's a long time ago, but it was signed and let on the basis of foreign investment, building something that wasn't there anymore. I think Queensland Rail hates the air train because it's something that they should have, could have, would have done, except everything they do takes so damn long to do anything. So I think we've got to have a longer term view that it's got to be part of the Brisbane Rail Network. The Brisbane Airport is a stop, maybe to go to Sandgate, maybe to go under the river to go down to Wynnum, whatever. It can't just simply be a peninsula service. It's got to be part of the network, I think.
Yeah, we do think Better Transport Queensland does support longer-term infrastructure upgrades, but in the meantime, that will take time and a lot of money. In the meantime, especially off-peak train frequency needs to be boosted so that it's more actually useful for people trying to get to and from their planes, but also the operating hours need to be extended so it's better for shift workers.
Well, if you're an airport staffer, if you're working at the airport and you're going to be handling that first flight out of Brisbane down to Sydney and Melbourne 5 o'clock in the morning during summer, let's face it, you've got to be out at the airport at 3 o'clock in the morning. The only way to do it is to drive because this train doesn't operate after 10 o'clock at night till what, 6 o'clock the next morning.
That's right. Yeah, it needs to be viewed as a public transport system rather than a privately owned. Dedicated service. So I think that the government could be subsidising fares much as it did between August 24 and February 2025. We had lower fares and there's no reason why that sort of arrangement can't be reinstated.
I think also for the staff at Brisbane Airport, about 40% of them come out of places like Redlands and Logan. And every time I talk to Brisbane Airport, they talk about the fact they wish their staff didn't have to drive to the airport. But that's the only way, Paul. We just haven't updated our rail system. Really, since it was designed in the 1860s. And I know that's the longer-term picture, But I just simply say to you, we've got to have a long-term view, not just the short-term. We've got to do your short-term fixes. I think you're right. But the long-term stuff requires a big plan.
Yeah, Better Transport Queensland is putting together a longer-term plan for what we see as an ideal network for the whole public transport system for South East Queensland. So if some of your listeners are interested in getting involved, go to bettertransportqueensland.org and sign up there as a member or join the forums and have your say on what you think the future of public transport should be in South East Queensland.
Yeah, good on you. All right, thanks, Paul. Thanks for what you're doing, and thank you for highlighting this. It's a bit of a no-brainer. I would have thought, I mean, Brett from Launton says, I have to agree about AirTrain. It's overpriced. I gave it a go once, never again. It's just as easy to grab a taxi for a little bit more. It's all crazy, is what he says. It's crazy. Well, it may well be, but I have used it. I think it actually works quite well. But I must say I haven't used it since the price bounced up again. But I've used the one in Sydney multiple times. And you can get off the train at Mascot. There seems to be a train about every 5 to 10 minutes going somewhere near where you want to be. And you get the circular key, you're there in about 20 minutes. And it's cost you about $15, which is a lot cheaper than the taxi, which costs you about $100. So Queensland Rail, again, yeah, I know, they're my favourite, and I'm theirs. We have that in common, 133-882, it's 430. Don't forget, between now